Christy Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate. Kia ora and welcome to Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We're a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, social justice, different cultures, or programs held at our center. Today, my visitor is Angelika Chisholm. Angelika, a warm welcome and hi to my radio program.
Kia ora. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very glad to be here.
Angelika Chisholm is originally from Germany, but has lived in New Zealand for many years. She is an accredited clinical supervisor with experience in systematic family therapy, trauma recovery, and psychodrama, and works today mainly in the field of family constellation. Angelika comes to our center regularly where she facilitates family systems constellations. Angelika, you've started your career working in the mental health field, and you're now working mainly with families. What drew you to the work with families?
Right. So early on in my career, I worked in the mental health field, and I found and observed that it is so important for the well-being how families function. And I got very interested in that, so I wanted to go to the source of thing of matters. So we learn behavioral patterns from our families, and also how we see the world and we experience ourselves in the world. So it makes good sense to go there to work.
And you've now worked with families for many years. How do you define a family? Is it a traditional father-mother-child relationship, or is it more like a whānau, or even including close friends?
Right. Before I answer that question, Beate, I wanted to tell you that even though I work with families, I work actually with a single person and their family system in their mind and in their heart. So I see usually in group settings and in individual settings, just one person of the family. And I am very mindful that they come with their whole family system and with the disturbance that may have occurred in that family system.
So it's the whole context. It's not just the person, but you see the person wider.
That's right.
And maybe they don't even realize how much influence the family has in the background.
Exactly. So with this family constellation work, it really makes clear how much we are connected with our family systems, and particularly with what were disturbances in the family system. And sometimes they go back many generations. So, for example, when you think that three generations back, a person lost their parents and had to go in an orphanage and had no mothering or fathering, and then they form a family of their own and they can't be available to the children because they had nothing of that themselves, and so on. It can go through many generations until it's picked up and it is healed, and that is what family constellation work does.
For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/Muffin Talk or visit our website or Facebook page at Te Ngaka Waiora Mercy Spirituality Center. My visitor today is Angelika Chisholm. Angelika comes to the center regularly, and she facilitates family constellation systems constellations. Angelika, you hire our Macaulay room once a month. I think it's once a month, in order to hold your family systems constellations. So you've already mentioned it a little bit. Can you explain what it is? It's such a long name, and it sounds quite complicated. can you put some light in the darkness?
Yeah. First of all, I'm very, very thankful to be able to have this room, because it is very peaceful. It's a very peaceful room, and that's what we need. What is Family Constellations? Yes, it's founded by a German called Bert Hellinger, and he is now in his 90s. And with 20, he joined, I don't know if you say joined, a Catholic order, and went as a missionary to the Zulus in South Africa, where he found how Zulus defined health was how well you were connected, how healthy you were connected with your ancestors and with your family system. And that started his search to find a way of a method of finding to let the fluff flow in the family so everybody can be healthy. It's the work itself reveals and transforms embedded patterns that are otherwise very challenging to understand and change. Intellectually, we may recognize patterns of negative behaviors and destructive relationships, but in practice, it can be very extremely difficult to free ourselves from the ones that felt most unwanted. And so it is really the hidden dynamics that we want to uncover with this work so we can actually heal them.
So there might be something, because a few months ago I had Margaret Bowater here in the interview, and she was giving us an example of a man who had nightmares regularly, and then the during the work about on dream work, they found out that when he was a child, something happened. So I think that something that is long forgotten, but it's in your dreams. And so you're also looking at what happened and how does that, what kind of influence does it still have on the person and on the person's behavior?
Yes, and in family constellation work, we look even further. So with your example, I had a client who had constant nightmares of a war scene, a very specific war scene that repeated itself over years, and she tried everything and it still was there. So with knowing this work, I asked her if anyone else in the family could have experienced it, because she herself had never been in any war, but her mother as a child was. And so she went back to her mother and she described the scene, and she said, yes, it belongs to me, that's my experience as a child, exactly like it.
Oh my God.
Yes. And because she was a very traumatized survivor of this war, she never could bond with her daughter. But this was the start of bonding with her daughter, because the secret was out. And there was an understanding and there was a connection built. And the nightmares stopped from then on.
So the daughter had the nightmare that depicted what the mother
exactly
had experienced.
Never had heard of that. The mother never spoke about it. It was exactly the same scene.
That's a very special bonding.
Yes.
So they are now sharing then the burden, which made it lighter, and the nightmare stopped, you see.
Well, the burden, I encouraged her to give back to her mum, because it belonged to mum's fate. But because mum could talk about it and she could acknowledge it, she could actually move on from it. So this is part of the work.
How was the reaction of the mother?
The mother was very astonished, because it was in detail what happened to her.
Oh.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you can find out with Family Constellations.
Lots. We set up as a family, and then we look where the hidden dynamics are and to whom they belong, and then we give it back to the person. And as you said before, it can be that a family member, a person has never met or not even knew about, that they carry on this burden and trauma until it actually gets resolved.
Hopefully, that in that case, the mother was still alive. But yeah. Imagine if the mother had not been alive, that would have been difficult. If it's like you say, it goes generations back.
Yeah. So when we set up a constellation, we set up family members. And something very interesting happens because family is set up by the person whose family it is. They are resonating with the whole system and the energies. And the representatives for a mother, a father, and so on, they are not play acting. They actually get placed into this constellation and they sense feelings. They're not theirs, but from these family members. So, for example, just to give an example, a woman, in middle-aged woman, had carried all her life the sense of being lonely and not belonging to her family, and also that she is quite dumb, she can't think. And it didn't fit in the family because the sisters loved her dearly and the parents loved her, so she thought she's going mad. She thought, why is this? And when we set up the family system, it appeared that one person was in there that wasn't mentioned. So we placed the person in there, and she was very bonded with that person, although she didn't know of this person at all, and she wondered about it. She went home and researched, and what came out was that the parents had a first child the family didn't know about, the sisters didn't know about. It was a boy, and he had mentally and physically, he was disabled, and the parents decided to get him into a home and forget about him. So they didn't tell the sisters. And this particular client of mine actually held up what this boy might have experienced, and that was he couldn't think, he didn't feel belonging to the family system, and felt alone, possibly. And the moment she could see that and grieve for him, she could let go of these symptoms. She could feel very different. And so she didn't feel anymore she was crazy and so on. So these are the hidden things that we can find with this method.
And so it's like a role play, and where you have the person who wants to be, who has an issue.
Yeah, an issue.
Points out people.
That's right. So they say, this is what I want to work on. And then the facilitator, and in this case myself, I might decide we need a father, her father and mother, and a sibling or an aunt or grand aunt, whatever, set up. And the person chooses from the circle the representatives, and they then are not role-playing or play-acting. They just feel themselves, and it's like soul work, where I'm standing. And they can say, this is my impression of the person. This is the feeling I have. This is the impulse I have. And so we're actually getting a very good picture of what dynamics and currents are running through that family. So they don't actually think and act. They actually... it's like a deep meditation. They're connecting.
Sounds very interesting. How long has it been practiced? Because you said in the 1920s, this person, the German, he went to South Africa and worked with the Zulu as a missionary. But when did he start with this concept of the family constellation?
So he was 20 when he went in there. He's born 1925. He's now in his 90s and still going. This method was developed, he developed it around the 1980s. And we have it now all over the world. You know, it's in the Asian continent, it's in Europe, of course, and so on. So it has spread, and it is further developed as we go, even. Yeah.
And when you have these constellations, so when coming back to what is a family,
yeah,
because there might be somebody who is a close friend to the family,
yeah,
or who is a very close friend of that person, and who yeah. plays a role, would also be part of it.
Yeah.
So it's not just mother, father, child, or grandfather or so.
Yes, it is like the Fana and Tupuna concept as well, that everyone is included, that feels belonging to the family in some way. And a family is healthiest if there is this inclusion happening. If people get ostracized, there is a problem in the family. And people feel it and might carry the burden of this person without knowing.
Yeah.
So yes, it is very inclusive, and I include even pets, because when you think about in childhood, there might be a child who hadn't received much nurturing, but they had a dog or a cat. This animal has taken over, you know, bonding with the child bonding with it and feeling loved. So it's very important as well.
Yeah, and when you think of connecting, last year we had the theme of connectedness in our center, and we went further. We said, well, people who are connected are happier.
Yes.
And no matter where they are connected, it can be in the family, within friends, or in the parish, in different
yeah.
communities. But this connecting is really important. The person is not a person to be on her or his own.
Yes, and our strong need to belong to a family, a community, and so on, is health. It's very, very important. And to feel that they have a place.
Yeah. And can you tell me what kind of people participate in these sessions? Are these people with nightmares?
Anyone who feels they're suffering or there's some kind of pain and they would like to recover from that. So some people don't know what it might be, why they do what they do, or how they feel, why they feel. So from the age of 18 upwards, every age, I even had a wonderful elderly lady in their 80s there. And it's sometimes like the United Nations, because this work is known everywhere, and a lot of people that come to Auckland from Brazil or wherever they come from will look for someone who does this work because they have experienced it. I have trained in the meantime two wonderful Maori facilitators, a female and a male, who brought it to their community, and it fits very much with how Maori think about the world as well. So, I can't exclude anybody. What I have to exclude is people have to be emotionally and physically stable, because intense feelings are experienced in the workshop. And if somebody not sure if they can cope with it, they will make contact with me and we will have a conversation if that's the right thing for the person.
So how do people know about it? Do they hear about it from other persons, or is
yeah.
or the GP tells them you might
yeah.
have to go to a family constellation?
Yeah. Well, there are GPs who know about the work and refer. There are, you know, people that are really happy about the work and tell it, you know, share it with their family and community. There are people who have heard about the work or have seen it somewhere else and look for it. So from many, many areas, people come. Yeah.
And how can you help someone who doesn't have a family?
Yeah. So that's a very good question. Thank you for that. Because in this approach, with this approach, we're actually looking also at the people that have already passed on. So they get set up in the family system just like anybody else. And or even, you know, grandparents, great-grandparents that might not be alive, or they might be in another country and they are here. So everyone has a family, and we look who are they and set them up. So it's not dependent on them being present in the same place. Which is an this is a really very positive, because in some families they might say, no, I don't want to work with you around these things. I had enough from you. So a family withdraws from a person, and then the person feels they can't do family work, but you can with this approach, because you don't need the family to be present in person.
And you don't need to know much about the family? Do you need to know a lot about the family? I'm just thinking of, for example, if somebody's adopted and doesn't know his or her biological family members, but still needs to connect. Because what you mentioned with the lady, imagine if the lady was adopted and the experience from the mother, she would never have known.
Yeah. So this is something that arrives very often, that people come who have been adopted and have pain around that issue. And so it doesn't matter if they have made contact with their birth mother, for example, or not. We set her up in the constellation, and it's so beautiful how what evolves with a person that we might not know, but you know, the pain to give a child up, the you know, thinking of the child and all those things, just for an adopted person to not hear that in person softens the heart and allows for healing. What I haven't mentioned, when the constellation is set up, the client, I will call it, then sits back in the circle and observes what's happening. So first of all, it's non-traumatizing, because they can sit and breathe and observe. They observe something new in the system, other than they believed, which is important. And then when there is a solution, I bring them in and they experience it with the others, with the people being close to this person. It's on many levels a healing, also not just talk, it's on a physical, emotional, spiritual level.
So the participant, your client, does he brief every person? So no briefing, so how do they know how to behave?
Well, this is why it's very hard to explain such a work when you have to see it and experience it. We believe, and there is thinking around that, that when someone sets up their system, set the mother and father in spatial arrangement in space, that the energy of the family is set up as well. And that's why, I mean, there have been people set up, and a father and the representative would say, I'm finding hard to stand, I can't stand very well, and then the person says, well, yes, my father has an artificial leg, or you know. So you can see as we go how accurate it actually is. It's one has to see it.
That's incredible. Angelica, the last question. The statistics of suicide Aotearoa New Zealand are horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that family constellation work could help avoiding some of these suicides in the future? Because many of these people who are committing suicide, like you said, that person felt that she was not loved, and she was loved.
Yeah.
And she did have to find out why she had the feeling.
Yeah.
So imagine if that person, because she found that she was not loved, would commit suicide. Yeah. And in reality, everybody loved her.
Yeah. So in a small way, I'm sure this work, this approach can assist some people. I had experiences myself with people coming along and saying, I constantly feel suicidal. I don't want to, but I do. And we're looking in the family history, and there is a grandfather who shot himself and committed suicide, and somehow they took on this pain and also this burden. And so when that can be right, it doesn't belong to your life, it belongs here, and then grieving take place, that can shift the whole feeling about them, you know, about having to kill oneself if it doesn't really make sense. It's also that a lot of families come, or family members come, who had someone in the family die by suicide, and we can do some healing around that, because families suffer terribly when someone takes their life. So there, in many ways, we can actually see if we can assist some person to or family to move to another place where they might see the world quite differently.
Well, that would be great, and maybe the family constellation work would start in schools or in other groups or with seniors, because I think that the seniors also have a high rate of suicide.
Yes.
So that would be another area to reach out, and you have already trained 2 persons.
Yeah.
And you might train a lot more people.
I have trained more people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I wish you all the best for your work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the studio. And what is coming up in our Mercy Spirituality Center? On Wednesday, the 5th of June, Brother Kieran Finn will give a presentation on the Holy Spirit and the meaning of Pentecost. On Saturday, the 8th of June, Mari Corbett will facilitate the Enneagram Unit 2 workshop. This is a follow-up on the Unit 1 workshop and will include input, reflection, and discussion. 8th of June, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Monday, the 10th of June, Sister Mary Catherwood invites you to join for 4 hours of prayer in the midst of daily life. The session is from 10:30 to 2:30. And mid-June, we will celebrate Matariki and Aotearoa New Zealand with 2 workshops. On Friday, the 14th of June, from 7 to 9 p.m., Susan Healy will come and give an evening talk on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, Gratitude for the Land of Aotearoa. And on Friday, the 21st of June, from 7 to 9 p.m., Rangi Davis will give a presentation on Maori spirituality, Whakawhetai, Gratitude. And this specific workshop will also be translated in New Zealand Sign Language. And hope that you all join. And if you'd like to join, please register with us per phone at Auckland 09-638-6238 or through our website at www.mercyspiritualitycentre.org.nz. I wish you all a good Friday and a blessed week ahead. And thank you, Angelica, for having come here.
Pleasure.